Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
This is the song Solana thought was a commercial jingle because Will Ferrell sings it for PayPal. Happen to love this song because I love the bass line. It's a great Fleetwood Mac song.
I do know this song. It's a banger.
I want to pay with you everywhere.
It's an earworm.
I want to pay with you everywhere.
Will Ferrell. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I told you at the start of the 2 o'clock hour. I'll share it again here, even though I don't know if I should. But I'm in Pennsylvania. I've been doing the show from Philly all week. Crowder's doing the show in New Jersey, and he's got to duck out right now because he's got to do something for the pivot. But I've been doing the show in Philly all week. If I was home at 6 o'clock when this show is over, I would be heading to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park because the Stanley Cup will be there tonight around 7. That's cool. Listen, that Stanley Cup has made the rounds since the Panthers won it. Been all over downtown Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and it's been way out of state. You know, it's gone everywhere. Tonight, around 7, that Stanley Cup is going to pull up shop at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So if you want to see it, want to grab a picture with it, don't say that you heard this from me. I happened to be invited by the owner, Ryan, last night, but I'm not in town. I can't go. Dr. Chuck is going.
Is he?
So there's a celebrity. There's at least one celebrity in the house. But I cannot be there, but I would be there for that. I would fill, of course, the Stanley Cup with Yuka Tots, which is my favorite menu item at Funky Buddha.
Of course. That sounds like a damn good Wednesday night to me. Stanley Cup.
It's delightful.
Funky Buddha and Yuka Tots. Damn.
Before you know it, we're going to be watching Panthers games at Funky Buddha. I mean, the season starts less than a week from tonight.
If I take Manischewitz for tonight, do you think I can fill up the Stanley Cup a little Manny?
Sir, can you have Rosh Hashanah, what is it, Erev dinner tonight?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Can you have that at Funky Buddha out of the Stanley Cup? Mm-hmm. Can I fill it with brisket and kugel and apples dipped in honey?
Apples, honey, and brisket.
Jimmy, what are you guys serving at your house tonight for Rosh Hashanah dinner?
Nothing. We're not Jewish.
Hmm. That took a turn I wasn't ready for. I'm getting cheesesteaks tonight at Chickies and Pete's.
Oh, that sounds good, man. That sounds good.
We had Rosh Hashanah dinner last night. That's why we came up to Pennsylvania. You know, Lori wanted to make brisket for her dad, but her sister and one of our nieces, like, they could only come tomorrow night. They were unavailable. One of the nieces goes to college. And so we had Rosh Hashanah dinner last night. And tonight I'm going to Chickies and Pete's. I'm getting a cheesesteak.
Oh, is that a place to go? Yeah, I was going to say, is that a place to go for cheesesteaks?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's a chain, but, you know, we're out in the suburbs and there's, you know, Chickies and Pete's everywhere. I happen to like the crab fries. It's one of those places, you know, you start going with your father-in-law and sister-in-law and, you know, it, like, it becomes a whole thing. But I know Chickies and Pete's, like, it's equidistant from everyone. Everyone knows what the, you know, there's not, like, it's such an easy, stress-free night for me that I'm like, hey, how about Chickies and Pete's tomorrow night? You know.
Who doesn't love crab fries?
The best.
Yeah.
Dr. Chuck, the guy who's going to Funky Buddha, he hates them.
I don't know if he hates them. I think he's working a bit because I they're just seasoned fries. I mean,
well, that's why he hates them. Remember, Chickies and Pete's had a little stand at the Panthers games.
Yeah.
Now it's a Philadelphia staple. Chickies and Pete's is, you know, everywhere. But they have these crab fries, which are just fries seasoned with Old Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a cheese dipping sauce that comes with them. But Dr. Chuck didn't realize that. So we go to a Panthers game and I'm talking about Chickies and Pete's for years because I come up to Philly all the time. And I'm like, bro, they've got crab fries like Chickies and Pete's at the Panthers game. So it's like opening night a few seasons ago. And I'm all excited. And he's like, yeah. And he orders the crab fries and gets them back to the seat. And he's like, there's no crab in these. And I'm like, what, you thought you were literally getting like deep fried crab sticks? Like, who would sell that for $8? Like, no, they're crab fries. But so he felt like he was bait and switched.
And I don't blame him. Hawk, I go up to Philly a lot. First time I had Chickies and Pete's was at the Philadelphia airport. And I ordered, I don't know, like a chicken tenders and then a side order of fries. And I saw the receipt printed out and it said an order of crab fries. And I went up to the lady. I said, hey, I think you had a mistake. I don't want crab fries. I just want regular fries.
Because you're allergic to seafood.
Because I'm allergic to seafood. Correct. And I told her, look, I'm allergic to crab. I can't eat crab. I just want your regular fries. And she told me, those are our regular fries. I'm like, well, yeah. Then I don't want them. Yeah. I can't eat crab. And she said, no, there's no crab in the crab fries.
Right.
It's very, very confusing for somebody who's not a Philly native.
And also to be in Philly and go to Chickies and Pete's and order some chicken tenders, your whole order was dumb as bleep. I mean, you ordered chicken tenders. They're known for cheesesteaks. You're in Philly. And then they give you crab fries, which are obviously not made of crab.
Well,
now, tonight at Chickies and Pete's, though, they do have a crab fry platter that has actual pieces of crab. You know, it's like one of those loaded fries things. Now, I'll be getting that tonight. So there's actual crab on my crab fries.
And this leads me to an even more important take. As you know, cheesesteaks in Philadelphia, overrated. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this. I'd rather go to Flanagan's for their cheesesteak. I'd rather go to Miami Subs for a cheesesteak than order a cheesesteak in Philly. I've done it. Pat's, Gino's, wherever you tell me to go. Cheese Whiz. It sucks. I don't like it, and I'd rather eat it in South Florida.
Yeah, it's one of the worst takes that you've ever had because you literally cannot get a good cheesesteak in South Florida. And again, I don't have a love affair with Philly, although this King of Prussia Mall is so nice. But I don't have a love affair with Philly, but the cheesesteaks in Philly are ridiculously better than cheesesteaks in South Florida. Like it's not even a comparison.
They don't even season the steak in Philly. They're like, oh, this is just such pristine quality meat. We don't even have to season it. Like, what are you talking about? You don't have to season a cheesesteak. Throw some damn salt and pepper on that bitch. Come on. What are we doing up here?
What are you talking about? They don't season the steak.
They don't season the steak?
What are you talking about?
It has no flavor. It has no flavor, Hawk. It has zero flavor up there.
I mean, you sound like an idiot. Yeah, I always sound like an idiot. But you sound like an extra idiot. Anyway, the Stanley Cup's going to be at Funky Buddha tonight. Let's get a quick look at headlines. Quick. I got to give away the Marley Brothers tickets. We have so much going on. Let's get a quick look at the headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right. There is a lot of Dolphins news, actually.
Sad news.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. Well, there's also, I guess, some positive news regarding the Miami Dolphins, but I'll start with the sad news. Jalen Phillips is
your lunch coming up on you? What's going on there?
I just drank some water. I'm trying to do this like four liters of water a day. It's too much. This is too much water.
Honestly, 4 liters of water you need to be drinking a day.
Well, that's what the medical experts say.
What's it going to do? What's the 4 liters of water going to do?
Well, health benefits, skin. Your skin's supposed to really feel better. Listen, man, you live with a nurse practitioner, and then you tell me if all these things that I do make sense. Like, do I want to take a scoop of coconut probiotic every morning before I start my day? No, but I have no option. Do I want to drink 4 liters of water a day?
I hate so much about you.
Jalen Phillips is unfortunately going to miss the rest of the season. He posted a very heartfelt story on his Instagram page, and he explained that, you know, he plans to obviously overcome this adversity again, but he had a knee injury on Monday Night Football, and it's going to hold him out for the rest of the season. I believe he also said that he's going to need surgery.
He's had reconstructive surgery.
Yeah.
I believe.
That sucks, man.
Really awful. He sent out an Instagram post. I can find it if you want.
Yeah. So do you feel, Hawk, not just because of this, but do you just feel like the wheels are coming off?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bummed. I'm bummed. We were having fun today, too, with the Heat Media Day clips, and I'm just bummed. This was Jalen Phillips' Instagram post. During the game on Monday, I suffered a season-ending knee injury that will require reconstructive surgery. He writes, I believe that our lives are defined by how we handle adversity. In these moments of uncertainty, defeat, and sorrow, it is natural to question your purpose and wonder what is the meaning of this pain. I know that my purpose is to inspire people to never give up, no matter how many times you get knocked down. I'm a living testimony to the power of resilience and faith, and I feel strength in knowing that my God is greater than any obstacle. Through him, I will persevere. There's nothing in life that you can't overcome as long as you don't quit. The mission is still the mission. I have unfinished business to take care of, and I will come out of this trial victorious. Thank you for all your continued support and love. Fins up. Just a bummer. Such a good guy. Worked so hard to come back. Now he's gone for the season. He's going to have to rehab all over again. Reconstructive surgery does not sound good. And it's a real... bummer for him, but bummer for the Dolphins, his teammates, and fans.
Yeah. So now, I mean, Chop Robinson, Mo Kamara hasn't even played yet this year. Quinton Bell, like you're asking a lot from a bunch of young guys this year, but until we know exactly how Bradley Chubb is going to look, McDaniel said yesterday that his knee injury was a bit more, serious, that it doesn't look like he's going to be able to be back, at least not this week. You're asking a lot, Hawk, from a bunch of young guys. How do you make up for that? Jalen Phillips gone, Bradley Chubb gone. It's not easy.
Well, Bradley Chubb is not gone.
Well, right, correct. You're right.
Like he was eligible to come off and start practicing.
Yeah,
Cam Smith is practicing. He's eligible. We know Odell Beckham had a full practice today, according to the injury report. But Bradley Chubb has not yet.
You're right.
But he's eligible.
Yeah. So the good news was that Tyreek Hill doesn't want to be traded. Not that there was actually any reports of him wanting to be traded, but it appeared like there was some frustration boiling over on the sideline on Monday Night Football. Tyreek says he was just hyping up his team. that he wasn't chewing out Mike McDaniel, even though the video kind of shows otherwise. He was also asked about a potential trade back to Kansas City. Kansas City has lost two of their weapons already, most recently Rashee Rice, and he said he wants to be in Miami.
Yeah.
There was some speculation, oh, would Kansas City be interested in trading for him? And he tweeted this morning, woke up to trade news, you know, and, you know, but he was asked about it and he was like, yeah, no, I like it here. He said, I understand it's a business, but nothing doing.
He just tweeted, like, let me find it. I love trolling you nutcases. All right.
I'm kind of the same way.
And then, Odell Beckham, as you just mentioned, full participant in practice today, even though the Dolphins just had a walkthrough today. And Cam Smith, also a full participant in practice. I'm just reading here from Barry Jackson. Jalen Phillips' injury is a partial ACL tear.
Yeah. Thanks.
He says, in a case of
somebody is on the text line says, rumor is he only drinks 3.5 liters of water a day. So
I guarantee Jalen Phillips is drinking 4 liters of water every single day. I guarantee it.
So many people texting in their cheesesteak ideas. The Steak Shop, corner of Sample and Federal. Somebody says, you sound like an extra idiot saying you can't get a good cheesesteak in South Florida. I got your back, Solana. Hawk, you've got to go to Spanky's in Margate. Legendary cheesesteaks.
There's good cheesesteaks down here, man.
Gary Sarner, he texted me. Big Dave's cheesesteak, based in Atlanta, opening in Florida. Best you ever had.
Thank you, Gary.
There is a place in Delray called Big Al's. That's a legit Philly cheesesteak. That's good.
Isn't there a place called like Little Philly or?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Philly style with Philly in the name, like old Philly cheesesteak.
Nah, but there's one not far from here in, I think it's in Miami Lakes, maybe right behind the golf course that everybody talks about. Every time we talk about cheesesteaks, people text in that place also. Like a bite of Philly or a taste of Philly. I mean, you're going to Chickies and Pete's. Like, let's not act like you're going to, the Ruth's Chris of cheesesteaks.
No,
tonight.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not going to Pat's, Jim's, Gino's, Tony Luke's. I'm not like, yeah, I'm going to Chickies and Pete's. I understand.
Okay. Try the chicken tenders. Let me know. All right. Want to go over these Major League Baseball scores, by the way?
Nah, let's do the weather and do something else.
All right.
Tired of all this stuff.
Okay. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident.
I mean, do you want to go over the baseball scores?
Not at all, brother. Not at all.
The top of the ninth, the Tigers are leading the Astros 5-2.
Yeah, I don't think I'll watch the MLB playoffs until like the championship series, maybe the World Series. It's not into it. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's been a
fat
good day.
Fat Cats, somebody says. Fat Cats Bar in downtown Fort Lauderdale. There's a Fat Cats in Boca right by my apartment, and they do have good cheesesteaks. Guy says the owner from Fat Cats is from Philly.
Hungry Bear. I've told you a million times. Hungry Bear and Kendall.
Egg bomb.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of food, remember we talked about SpongeBob SquarePants and Wendy's teaming up?
Yeah.
We finally got like the official details. So Nickelodeon and Paramount have teamed up with Wendy's, and they're dropping the SpongeBob SquarePants meal. It's fries. It's the Wendy's Krabby Patty, and it's a pineapple under the sea frosty. It's going to be a pineapple flavored frosty, and the collaboration is because they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of SpongeBob coming out. It's going to come with like a cool Krabby Patty collab box when a SpongeBob wrapper and all that stuff. Their fries are going to look more like potato wedges as well, but that is coming soon to Wendy's.
All right,
Hawk, good to go.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
If you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs. ¿Tú me entiendes lo que te estoy diciendo?
Hawk and Crowder.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We forgot to play the Don Bailey Jr. calls today. Normally, we do it on Tuesday. But yesterday, we were reacting to the Dolphins' Monday night game. So then today, we planned on playing the Don Bailey Jr. calls, and we got caught up doing the Miami Heat Media Day stuff, which I wanted to get back into right now. But I kind of feel like we need to play the DBJ calls. But before we get to that, let me remind everybody again, the QAM Air Staff, you can join us next Wednesday, 1 week from tonight, at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You come on out, you're going to enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a nice Drew Estate cigar, and a little chit-chat with the QAM Air Staff. Must be 21 and over. Please drink responsibly. Also brought to you by official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man. Go online to themainman.com. And sponsored also by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. All right. The Don Bailey Jr. call. So how many calls did he do on Friday night? Two?
Just two, Hawk.
Just two. We gave him some good ones, but two is fine. I have no problem with that. Which is the first one? What's the first one that he did?
Yeah, so I wasn't here, but you guys gave him Life is a Highway by Tom Cochran.
Yeah, you know what? You know what happened? We were playing the song. Jimmy played the song, and it was Dan Day, and the same thing happened that had happened when we played the song when you were here. Jimmy played the Rascal Flatts version, and I go, this is not the good version of the song. Tom Cochran is the good version. Dan Day, of course, agreed with me, and I reminded everybody that you and I bet $1 million that the Tom Cochran version had charted higher, and it did. So here's what we gave DBJ. Tom Cochran, by the way. You're disputing that actually charted higher? You don't remember?
Yeah, I'm still not certain if you're right about this. I believe Rascal Flatts, I believe I won that bet. I really
do. No, you lost the bet. You lost the bet.
But it was only because like a Beyonce song was really popular at the time.
No, it had nothing to do with that. It's the Tom Cochran version that's better. So here's what Don Bailey Jr. did during the game.
Let's see what Shannon Dawson can draw up here. He drops some magic on a 3rd and 8 from the 17-yard line of Virginia Tech going into the West End zone. Horton is the motion man. Ward to throw. Look out. Gets away from one. He's going to run. He's at the 5-yard line. 4-3-2-1. Touchdown! Touchdown! Cam Ward runs it in from 17 yards out. It's a moment of Cam Ward magic, and Miami is right back into it. 27-21. 23 with 2:18 to go in the third quarter.
I say if Ward is a highway, we should ride it all night long. He maneuvers into the secondary, holds on to the football, gets into the end zone, touchdown, Hurricanes.
Well, that's not the line from the song.
Not at all.
If Ward is a highway, let's drive it all night long. What did he? That's not the line from the song.
I say if Ward is a highway, we should ride it all night long.
Ward's not a highway.
He tried to work the broadcast into the line, Hawk.
I don't like it. What's the next one that he did? What did we give him?
Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue.
Oh, Motley Crue was playing that night at Hard Rock Live, the night that he came on with us, which was Thursday. So I gave him a Motley Crue song. When I sent you that video, you responded back to me, these guys are terrible, Bad Bunny is better.
Yeah, I stand by that as well. I listened to a couple Motley Crue songs after you sent them to me. I just skimmed through them. I mean, what are we doing with that, man? What are we doing? Come on, people. What are we doing with that?
You have got some awful takes this hour. I mean, just awful takes.
If Big O's listening, he is driving off the road right now.
He's driving off the road by your statement about Philly cheesesteaks, let alone Motley Crue. So let's hear what Don Bailey Jr. did.
The ball is at the right hash mark, and Ward brings them up. He's got Lofton and Martinez as company in the backfield. Arroyo and McCormick. Arroyo on the right side, McCormick on the left. Ward is in the shotgun. 2 yards for Pater. He takes, he looks, he throws. Gone! Horn's got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! With 1:57 to go in the game. The Hurricanes have their reward. Cam Ward to Horton. 2 yards and a touchdown. And there is sheer Hurricanes delirium at Hard Rock Stadium.
He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's the one that makes you feel all right. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's going to be your Frankenstein, Cam Ward, tonight.
That's a good one.
Nailed it.
That was good. That was well done, DBJ. I didn't like what you did to Life is a Highway. That was really good. So we're certain those are the only two that he did?
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy was working the broadcast. He was all over it. So
yes, that's the only two he did.
What were the other two things that we gave him? You don't have to play him. Just tell me.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch theme and the Batman theme as well.
Yeah. All right. I'll give him a B. A B. I was going to give him a B minus, but I'll give him a B.
Yeah. I'll give him a C+. I don't know what he did with
I mean, why? Because he did that a few seasons ago where he started to change all the lines that we gave him to make it sound like he was talking. And we told him, stop doing that. Like, do the line. He's like, okay. And I don't know why he went back to it there.
Well, I think, man, first of all, he only did two lines. And as you heard there, he waited until the end of the third quarter to fit the first one in.
Yeah.
DBJ and Josie, they were kind of pooping themselves a little bit in that game, right?
Listen, the fact that they actually ended up getting two lines in on that game is probably pretty impressive because that game looked like it was going south from the beginning. And yeah, Cam Ward's throwing these picks. Like, he's not going to do the Brady Bunch theme. I get it.
You want to see Josie lose his mind? That's a good way to do it.
On the second pick, here's a story about a lovely lady. He would push DBJ right out of the press box. He'd be the cat hanging from the press box, the one that Jimmy saved. All right, we're going to do a couple more clips from Heat Media Day. All right, we'll take a break. We'll give away the Marley tickets, the Marley Brothers tickets, in the last segment today. Play a couple more Heat Media Day cuts, all right? Since we were talking Canes there in DBJ this Canes season, and there's a game Saturday night, late night, 10:30 kickoff. But what have I been saying? This is the Cane season we've been waiting for a long time. You should be at Caneswear in Davie because you got to get yourself some new gear at Caneswear in Davie. You should be wearing Canes gear all day, day, right? And you got to look good for late night with the Canes this Saturday against Cal. Caneswear in Davie, they've got you covered. They've got everything you need for the Hurricanes and the Dolphins and Inter Miami. They play tonight, by the way, Inter Miami, but you're going to want to have some Inter Miami gear for the playoffs, which starts soon. The Florida Panthers. Well, I tell you, the Stanley Cup is going to be at the Funky Buddha Tap Room tonight in about an hour and a half. But Panther season starts Tuesday. You want new Panthers gear, Marlins gear. It's all at Caneswear. The Marlins, they fired everyone today. Go get a new shirt.
Everybody's doing the fish. Yeah.
More like no, he no, walking, no.
He went walking in the Canes where I go, hey, Marlins, they fired everyone today. Where's the, do you have a shirt? All right, maybe go get a Panthers or a Hurricanes shirt. Don't get a Marlins shirt today. Or maybe they'll mark them down. Go to Caneswear, pull a Marlins shirt, off the rack, walk up to Brett or Jeff, and just say, I'm going to offer you $2 for this and see if they take it. Or say, hey, I'm looking to buy a new Canes shirt. Will you throw in a Marlins shirt?
If you buy an Inter Miami jersey.
They go, we'll do you one better. You're the new scout. funny. Anyway, visit Caneswear. They're in Davie. University Drive, right next to La Spada's, or you can shop online at caneswear.com. If you've never been there, honestly, I'm goofing with the Marlins, but you will not believe just how many T-shirts and jerseys and polos and hoodies and hats they have in there and all the tailgate items. They've got everything. They got items for pets. I mean, I'm telling you, anything you need that involves the Miami Hurricanes, they've got there at Caneswear. So head on over there. Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or visit caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't forget, a little secret between us all. The Stanley Cup, the actual Stanley Cup, will be at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, around 7 o'clock tonight. A little over an hour away. Speaking of a little over an hour away, a couple hours away, Inter Miami. What can they win tonight? Supporter Shield?
Yeah, the World Cup tonight, Hawk. They can wrap that up.
Supporter Shield tonight? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so if they win, if they beat Columbus, Columbus is one of the better teams, by the way. They already beat them once this year in Fort Lauderdale at Chase Stadium. If they beat them again tonight, then they win, obviously, the season series, and they clinch the Supporter Shield. It would be an impressive feat if they can accomplish it today.
Well, you can hear the game tonight right here on 560 WQAM. You're going to have Hurricane Hotline after us.
Rewind. Hurricane Rewind tonight.
Hurricane Rewind after us, just what I said. And then you're going to get Inter Miami and their quest for the World Cup or something like that, Supporter Shield. A lot of people outraged by your Motley Crue take, Solana, on the text line.
I mean, Hawk, you would agree with me. Bad Bunny is better than Motley Crue, though, right?
Bad Bunny doesn't have a single song that's better than any single Motley Crue song.
Oh, my God. What are we doing there?
Now, before we run out of time, we did these media day cuts at the beginning of the show, and we snuck another in. We're going to have to do it, you know, later this week. I'm off tomorrow. Josh Appel will be filling in for me tomorrow. Crowder and Solana will be here. Gino Toretta will be on the show from Cal Berkeley. And Aronde will be on the show tomorrow. I will not be here, but maybe Friday we can play more of these Heat Media Day cuts.
Anything.
Don Bailey Jr. will join us, by the way, on Friday this week, not Thursday.
Anything to avoid talking about the Dolphins. I'm with you. Sign me up.
But we played earlier. Solana at Heat Media Day asking players and Coach Spo about whether they would have hibachi for lunch. And then we played Kevin Love and Coach Spo talking about whether they liked the movie Step Brothers. Let's play one from Josh Richardson here. So I will say that Josh Richardson does not like Step Brothers. Kevin Love liked it. Spo never seen it. Jimmy, do you think Jay Rich will consider Step Brothers a classic?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I say no as well. Let's listen.
Step Brothers, the movie.
Okay.
I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
Classic? Would you consider it like an all-time classic?
It's a classic. Yeah, that's a classic. In the comedy genre, that's a classic.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
That's a for sure, stamped.
Boom.
Wow, you dropped another boom on him, huh?
Boom or doom, Hawk? That's a boom.
Wow. Well, I'm a huge fan after today's show of Eric Spoelstra. Always have been, but now even more, because he's never seen Step Brothers, and he said, is it a classic on the level of Fletch? Which means he considers Fletch a classic, which it is. Big fan of Eric Spoelstra. We learned a lot today. We really did. Before we get out of here, I got to give away the Marley Brothers tickets. Before we do, though, we're back, baby. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. If he's involved in a car dealership, they are flat out winning because he sells for less, period. He pays his employees the most, period. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Volkswagen models like Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And with over 300 new Volkswagens in stock, ready for immediate delivery, you can take your favorite VW home today. They also just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, as well as a new Kia store in Doral. That'll go nicely with the Volkswagen and Acura stores that they have there. Eric Nunez, you know he's going to have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group, the number one automotive retailer in the nation. Go see my good friend, Eric Nunez, and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. All right, let's give away these Marley Brothers tickets. Marley Brothers are coming to Bayfront Park on Saturday. We're giving away a pair every single day this week. It's a Live Nation show. What caller number do you want to take, Solana?
Let's do caller number 15.
All right, caller 15,
for Jalen Phillips.
For Jalen Phillips, unfortunately out for the season. Really, really bad news today for Dolphins fans, for him, obviously, as well. Caller 15, 305-567-0560, 305-567-0560. Caller 15 gets the Marley Brothers tickets. Everybody, if you're on your way to Funky Buddha, the tap room to see the Stanley Cup, post some pictures, tag me on it. I'd like to see it. And that'll do it for us today. Man, we covered a lot of ground today, and we didn't cover half the stuff that we wanted to cover. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Inter Miami. I'm off tomorrow. I will speak with you el viernes.
You need to need, 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 need. That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.